And Lord knows, I've been guilty of losing track of what is holy. The antique candle holder we used to prop open the fire escape window in our bedroom. Or the song sparrow that flew inside one morning and blessed us as we slept. I remember the air flowing through my body, the buzz of my hands trembling as we pursued the bird with a Tupperware container, catching it and releasing it back onto the weathered rug out on the fire escape. And the sound of the man shouting to a friend across the street as I put my body out the window to set the bird free. In that moment, I was sure the man had witnessed our awe and terror, until I saw his friend jogging lightly across the street to hug him. And I realized he had not seen us, not looked up even once. When you asked me what I was feeling later that morning, I had already forgotten about the amount of air I felt in my body. And I said, I was wondering about the differences between what is beautiful and what is real. What I meant to say is, my love, I feel so small and insignificant and so full of grief. And I don't think I understand anything. In the afternoon down by the Hudson, we watched the sunset over New Jersey, breathing in the wind dancing across the water. And you touched the back of your hand to mine and asked, are you not astonished? While I stared mournfully toward the darkening horizon. And as we walked back to our apartment, they'd open up a fire hydrant on our street. And a woman, a beautiful woman, wearing a white linen dress, held her baby over the spouting hydrant like an offering to God.